Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yes, it is. Morena, Jenna.
Morena. Morena.
How are ya?
I'm great, thanks. Such a beautiful bike ride in today.
Awesome.
Yeah, beautiful weather out there.
Yeah.
Good
crispy
stuff.
Blue.
And we've got an award-winning book to talk about.
We do. This is the newly minted Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, Angel Down by Daniel Kraus. So the Pulitzer is pretty well known. I would say it has to be won by an American citizen. So journalism prizes, seems like music, like orchestral music and writing. And it's really interesting with the Pulitzer because when they announce the finalists, it's at the exact time they announce the winner. Mm. So they'll be like, the finalists are, here's the winner of those. So people will be watching the live stream, finding out they're the finalists at the same time.
So it's
kind of
like
coming out.
Oscars style, you know, you see them all and then it's like, bang, winner.
But just all in what, that's at the award ceremony.
Wow.
That's when you find out, which is really exciting for those people. So
yeah.
The finalists were Angel Down by Daniel Kraus, Audition by Katie Kitamura, which I think we've reviewed on here, and Stag Dance by Tori Peters, who was here for last year's Writers Festival. But yeah, when this one, we were like, what is that book? We'd never heard of it, and that's nothing to do with the book, that's to do with us. But Daniel Kraus, I had heard of Daniel Kraus before. He's the author of 30 books. He's written 30 books in 15 years, and probably a book that came out a few years ago called Whale Fall, which was about a teenage scuba diver that gets swallowed by a whale and has 1 hour of oxygen left in his tank.
Naturally.
I didn't read that book. It just didn't sound like something that I, you know, could handle. But I was listening to an interview with him over the weekend, and he says that he wants to write a new genre of book every time. He doesn't want to recognize his own writing when he writes a new book. So Angel Down is set in 1918 in the Great War in France, and it follows a US unit, and these five men are brought together, kind of just like, five soldiers, to be set on a mission to eliminate the sound of shrieking outside their trench. The commander is like, shoot whatever that is making that noise, it's driving me crazy, you know. It's a human shriek too. And one thing about this book which kind of would put lots of people off, but it's not, I feel strange that this book is one sentence. So there's no full stops. And that's been done before. You have Ducks Newbury Port, which is 1,000 pages, Solar Bones, The Last Wolf. But it's the way that it's written is in paragraph breaks. I can show you guys.
Yes.
See? It's actually quite easy to...
Anyway. Not too bad.
Not too bad, no. Yeah. So we have Bagger. He's the narrator. He's this fleecer from the US. He's like lived all over different states, and he is a gambler and just a swindler. We have Arno, who's an age-fibbing orphan, who Bagger has become really close to while reading him The Son of Tarzan. He's like a kid who's lied to get into the war. We have Poplin, Goodspeed, who are dickheads, and a character called Vic, who's an African-American, a man who is fighting for a country who thinks he's worthless. So, the shrieking turns out to be an angel. And she is magical. She can control things. She could probably save them and save the world, but they can't see that due to their own individual needs. So this feels like a little bit of a Pūrako myth type of story that could be transferable to our current times. So each paragraph really reads like a poem. It's such beautiful writing. The descriptions of the trenches are insane. The mud, it's like porridgey. He calls it black Merlot, and it's really gory, but kind of not in a bad way, because he's written horror books before. But I've got a bit to read. That's okay.
Yeah. Give us a little taste.
Is it a gory bit?
It's kind of gory, yeah. Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I can get behind that.
Each paragraph starts with the word "and," so it's really got this. He talks about this book being a spinning wheel.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it sounds like the pacing is really interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So Beggar's just sort of come across another body. And while there's no telling which boy bled this blood, what kind of blood is a different matter. 14 days into the cyclone of cartilage and lead, Beggar has developed a sommelier palate for the tart fizz of brachial blood, the fudgy sorghum of femoral, the meaty sludge of heart wounds, the rancid reek of any gut juice at all, and the warm salt lick of arterial blood he now licks from his lips.
Oh my god.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, that's heavy.
So it's many up. Good adjectives. Fudgy? Ooh.
I know.
The cyclone of cartilage and lead.
Yeah. Oh, man. Isn't it? It's so visceral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have this other bit to read. Sorry, I'm not very prepared with any bookmarks. And the way that he writes about the landscape as well. Mm. And the four scallywags of Company P hunker beneath the French 155 millimeter downcast and dissolute in the stoning rain. 24 hours since them had any chow. Their attempts to get the angel to miracle them some porterhouse steaks having flopped. Seems like her conjury doesn't work like that, so they use the lull to see what victuals survive their hasty retreat. That's actually not the thing that I wanted to read, but that's okay, because I feel like you could read any paragraph like that and it will... Oh, no, I found it. Sorry. Can I just read one more?
Yeah, go.
And the horizons bruise with muted but super colossal orange flashes that demarcate tracks of mutilated tree trunks. En masse, they look like creeping squads of gnarled gnomes. Most of them prune black, but a few broken open to sapwood, so shocking white that they look like combat nurses in unblemished dresses standing in the foggy rain, plotting amputations.
Whoa.
It's so alive.
Yeah. It's so... It's what, like, the language is so meaty and like these words that I'd never heard before, like Hegera, coruscation, fratical dolt. I think it's pure poetry, and that captures it captures the stage, and this is what Krauss talks about, the Great War, when weapons leveled up and they became mechanical. Mm. Allowing distance in killing and therefore distance in,
humanity.
And so in turn captures the vicious cycle we're still in over 100 years later. So it feels very, a little bit Catch-22, if you like Catch-22, but also it reminds me a lot of Percival Everett. And I think like Percival Everett, who... has been shortlisted for the Booker in the last few years. He's a really prolific writer. He changes his style a lot, and he has this really dark humour. I'm sure I've reviewed it over the years, this amazing book called The Trees, and he wrote James. It kind of has these... The Trees has this kind of magical horror element to it, and these are not books that I would usually be drawn towards, you know, but they just write it in such an accessible way. And so... I feel like this is a modern masterpiece.
Wow.
That's what I would say.
Wow.
It's really, 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 really good.
High praise.
That's a hefty review.
It just feels like the rhythm of it and the language and the darkness, but then that dark humour throughout is really great. So, yes, highly recommended.
Awesome. Wow. For the listener who's just tuned in wondering what we're talking about Angel Down by Daniel Krauss, which is available.
It's on the shelf now. Yeah, it's like we've got a B format paperback, so it'll be around $28, $30. And yeah, it was a lovely surprise. Last year I read Raja the Gullible after it won the National Book Award, and sometimes it's so worth picking up these winners that you wouldn't usually read, and then you're like, oh, of course this is why it's won. It's so good.
Yes. Just won the 2026 Pulitzer Prize for fiction.
Yes.
Very cool.
Well, thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you.
Always
thanks for having me.
To chat Puka Puka with you. Everyone, head to Time Out this week and pick up something new to read.
That was Loose Reads.